to date. I considered traveling to Afghanistan, Iraq, and Venezuela, and writing a contemporary commentary on those three countries. They seemed to embody an irony of current world affairs. Each had undergone traumatic political turmoil and ended up with leaders who left a great deal to be desired. A cruel and despotic Taliban, a psychopathic Saddam, and an economically inept Chavez. Yet, in no case did the corporatocracy respond by attempting to solve the deeper problems of these countries. Rather, the response was simply to undermine leaders who stood in the way of our oil policies. In many respects, Venezuela was the most intriguing case because, while military intervention had already occurred in Afghanistan and appeared inevitable in Iraq, the administration's response to Chavez remained a mystery. As far as I was concerned, the issue was not about whether Chavez was a good leader. It was about Washington's reaction to a leader who stood in the way of the corporatocracy's march to global empire. Before I had time to organize such a trip, however, circumstances once again intervened. My nonprofit work took me to South America several times in 2002. A Venezuelan family whose businesses were going bankrupt under the Chavez regime joined one of my trips to the Amazon. We became close friends, and I heard their side of the story. I also met with Latin Americans from the other end of the economic spectrum, who considered Chavez a savior. The events unfolding in Caracas were symptomatic of the world we EHMs had created. By December 2002, the situation in both Venezuela and in Iraq reached crisis points. The two countries were evolving into perfect counterpoints for each other. In Iraq, all the subtle efforts, both the EHMs and the jackals, had failed to force Saddam to comply, and now we were preparing for the ultimate solution, invasion. In Venezuela, the Bush administration was bringing Kermit Roosevelt's Iranian model into play. As the New York Times reported, "Hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans filled the streets here today to declare their commitment to a national strike, now in its 28th day, to force the ouster of President Hugo Chavez. The strike, joined by an estimated 30,000 oil workers, threatens to wreak havoc on this nation, the world's fifth largest oil producer, for months to come. In recent days, the strike has reached a kind of stalemate. Mr. Chavez is using non-striking workers to try to normalize operations at the state-owned oil company. His opponents, led by a coalition of business and labor leaders, contend, though, that their strike will push the company, and thus the Chavez government, to collapse." This was exactly how the CIA brought down Mossadegh and replaced him with the Shah. The analogy could not have been stronger.